Well, can I firstly thank the moderator and the clerk of Presbytery for their sorting their diaries out at very short notice to allow this meeting to go ahead, and I certainly appreciate that. And of course, welcome everyone who's been able to join tonight. I think I felt a little bit like Gideon, started off with quite a long list of friends and family, and then when it was going to be date moved here in a smaller church, we then had to whittle that down to the Gideon's faithful few. So if you're here tonight, you're one of Gideon's faithful few. Can I just read one verse quickly, please? That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse 9. It's on the back of your order of service, if it's easier to access there. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And I want to thank Almighty God tonight for his abounding grace in my life. Our moderator mentioned it in his prayer, the grace of God. I was born in 1970 over in America. I was born to two young missionary students. One was from the Shankill Road and the other was from Sandy Row. And that's good pedigree. And I often wonder what the nurses saw when they did my first blood test. Because not only was there red blood, there was probably some red, white and blue in it as well, potentially. So as I've got older, and I'm delighted tonight to have the opportunity to publicly thank God for Mum and Dad. And also, as well as thanking God, thank them both for their testimony and what they have meant to us as a family. And it is good publicly to Mum and Dad to be able to do that tonight. To see that a young couple leaving Ulster shores, leaving friends, family, career, and going off to the far-flung corners of the earth because they had a passion for the gospel. They had a passion to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to what was Estonia's tribe to bring the gospel. What a great example. And I thank God for being born into this family. It was at the age of six, I believe, I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my own and personal saviour. I can recall getting down by my bed one night in Papua New Guinea and in simple childlike faith, asking the Lord to save me, to cleanse me from my sin, and to make me right for heaven. And thank God that night, while there wasn't a bolt of lightning or a flash, God answered prayer and showed his grace in saving a sinful young boy out in that land. And as we come back to Northern Ireland, the early teenage years, unfortunately, were spent in Bypath Meadow. But God graciously called me back to himself at the age of 16. There was a mission in the Clocker Valley, and on the Monday night the minister spoke, and I was deeply troubled, as it had been for a number of months, about my sin, feeling very guilty, even wondering if I was even saved. And I spoke to the minister that night, and he simply turned me to John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. And I thank God for the assurance and the confidence I was able to have in God's word and to hold on to that. Now, Clocker Valley is obviously a special place in my life because Dad was a minister there. It's where I come back to the Lord, but it's also where I found my wife. And again, publicly, I want to thank God for Brenda tonight. I don't know how, over 26 years, she's managed to put up with me. The Lord has given her grace to look after me with Irish League football and the army and business. But I do thank God for her being a helpmate. And for the mother she has been, both to Joshua and to Caleb. We got married in 1984, moved to Moira, joined Hillsborough, and I'm delighted that Reverend Barnes could be here tonight. I appreciate that. He was our first minister. And really, 2003-2004 were two life-changing years for me, 2 years when a lot of things happened in my life. 2003 saw the start of the Iraq War. My brother Ian, who's here tonight, he headed off as part of the Royal Irish Rangers, and I was extremely jealous. I have to confess that sin tonight. I was very jealous that he got to go. I was recovering from a broken leg. I wasn't able to go. But we ended up doing some media work, and it was obviously challenging when he went off for the whole family, and particularly Janina's wife and family. Then a few months later, I got a phone call from the police to say that my details had been found in a house in West Belfast, and that I was been targeted by dissident Republicans. So you can imagine the emotion you go through there. I'm not sure if Mr. Barnes can remember the Sunday morning after that. And I came to the door and he said to me, they're looking after you, boy. And I said, what is it? And there's a British Army checkpoint right at the gates of the church in Hillsborough. And I remember him mentioning that when we got to the door. So you can't even imagine the emotion and everything that goes with that. But again, I just testify that God's grace was sufficient. We did get a chance to go to Iraq the following year ourselves. And again, God was very, very gracious in that experience. Walking over the land of so much of the Bible took place in Iraq, Ur of the Chaldees, where Abraham was from. It was just a tremendous experience as a believer to be in that land. But also, the big lesson I got out of that trip primarily was the brevity of life. And I did stand on a number of occasions on the airstrip in Basra as coffins draped in Union Jacks were slow marched onto the back of Hercules to the sound of a piper playing the lament. And it struck me time and time again that each one of those men were probably lost on their way to a Christless eternity. And when we come back to Northern Ireland in 2005, we did endeavour to do more for God. We moved house, took us near Lurgan, joined the congregation there, and sought to get involved in the work where we could. Brenda was involved in the children's work. We both taught Sunday school. We helped out in Youth Fellowship where we could and door to door. And then about 4 years ago, we felt led to come here to Achillea. And we've really enjoyed our time here. I want to thank the congregation for their fellowship, for their love that we've enjoyed as we've been here. Also want to thank the Reverend Salt for his ministry. And while there is the challenge, there is the rebuke from God's word, I think I could sum up his ministry as one of encouragement. He encourages the congregation in difficult times, as we have here currently, to go on with God, to look to him for strength and for sustenance. So as I come to a close, refer back to that verse. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. This is one of the favourite verses of our late brother Robert Green, committee man here in the church, who lost his battle with cancer at the start of the year. That's a verse that he would often refer to. And I just want to thank God tonight for his grace in my life and let the congregation know that I'm looking to God for strength. And I trust that his strength, as we take up this role, will be made perfect in my weakness.